motivation is troublesome. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Motivation is troublesome. Yeah. How do we motivate ourselves to do something? How do we motivate ourselves to get up and live? How do we what benefit is there in motivating ourselves? Just lay back and rest. Just lay back and snooze. Just lay back and read. Just lay back and do nothing. Do nothing at all. Just be a lazy daisy. Just be nothing at all. You know? Now, this is not an unusual experience. This is what goes on in a lot of people's consciousness. When you have nothing to live for, when you have nothing to get up for, when you have nothing to exist for, well, dig a hole and drop in and pull the dirt back over you. And so, that's that. But, if you have something to live for, then that's why you're born. You're born so that you can smell the roses. You're born so you can get up and find something wonderful about life. You can put your nose down at the ground and you can follow a worm as he crawls along, or a beetle or a bug. And you think to yourself, hey, that's neat. Well, little kids do that all the time, don't they? They find something in life that is truly exciting to them. They find something in life that makes their day most wonderful. And they can be the pots and pans under the sink, under the stove. They can be anything very simple, or very complex, or very wonderful, or very imaginative. Today's young people are kind of different from what we were years ago, and maybe not, but it seems like that. Today's young people are more interested in computers, they're more interested in iPhones and iPods, and they're more interested in Wi-Fis, and they're more interested in something that goes way off into a realm that we never dreamed of when we were kids. And when we were kids, I'm 25, and so that's not too many years ago, but when we were kids, my goodness sakes, the things that they're dreaming of today are just outstanding, just remarkable, just exciting, just wonderful. And you know, they're doing it, and we can too. We don't have to dream their dreams. We can dream our own dreams. We can have our own motivation. We can have our own draw on life. Now, what sort of a draw on life do you want to have for yourself? What sort of thing do you want to do that makes you feel life is worth living? And really, that's the whole point. Is life for you worth living? If it's not, it's about time to figure out why. Now, you have so many projects to do that you just cannot get to them all. Well, how wonderful. That's good motivation. Do you have so many dreams and do you have so many thoughts of things that you'd like to do that you just can't begin to cover them all? And so you say, well, okay. Now here's my dictionary of ideas from A to Z, and here are all of my wonderful thoughts and all of my wonderful dreams. Now, I'm going to just open at random my dictionary and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Today, I'm going to take a little bit of a language and begin to learn it. Oh, not the whole thing. Just begin to learn a little bit. I'm going to take, say, German. And I'm going to take some German, and I'm going to go into my Wikipedia and say, all right, I'd like to learn German. What's the way to start out doing it? And so they say, to begin learning a language, you begin by using simple phrases. You begin by saying, this is my toe, this is my nose, this is my head, this is my heart, this is my body, this is my house, this is my tree, this is the knife, the fork, the spoon. And you just say a few things. And for 5 minutes, only 5 minutes, I'm going to learn German. Every day, 5 minutes a day. And so you begin to get these words into your mind. Now, while you're doing other things during the day, those German words keep coming back in your mind, and you keep remembering those German words. You say, ich bin, all sorts of wonderful thoughts. And you say to yourself, my gosh, I know a little bit of German. Eklerne. Yes, yeah. Yeah, 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 yes. See, we used to say yes all the time. Now we say ja, ja. And that's German for yes. Nein, that's German for no. And so, nicht, that's Russian. And da, that's Russian. Da, yes. Oh, my gosh, I'm learning two languages. My goodness sakes, this is fun. And only 5 minutes. Because those should be precious 5 minutes that I'm going to 100% of my attention put on that. I'm going to even go down to the library or go into the internet and pick up a book. There are all sorts of free lessons everywhere on learning how to do these things. And I'm going to print it out on my printer, or I'm going to just have it on my iPhone, or I'm going to have it in my my phone somehow so I can just refer to it. And then they even have speaking people. And then they speak languages to you. They speak Spanish, and they speak French, and they speak Italian. They speak English, and they speak German. They speak all these languages. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, okay, time's over. 5 minutes is up. Now I go on to something else. Now I go on to, okay, let's look at the sky. Isn't it a beautiful day? Oh, my goodness, yes, it's a beautiful day. And look at those clouds up there. Those are cumulus clouds. Oh, what are cumulus clouds? Well, I look up at the dictionary and I see cumulus clouds. They're big bubbly clouds that are made by rising warm air. And they go up into the sky and they get big and they change into other type of clouds too. And so I take another 5 minutes and I say, okay, this is my cloud learning time. I'm going to learn what clouds are. Okay. After the 5 minutes is over, you put that aside and you go on to the next thing. And you say, my gosh, that could keep you kind of busy. That's right, it keeps you kind of busy. It gives you motivation for moving. But you see, when you take motivation for things that are not absolutely necessary for you, but kind of fun, that gets you to wake up. That gets you to turn on your juices. That gets you to get excited about life. And pretty soon you're thinking, you know, I have a little space in front of my house. It's just a 2x4, and I'm going to plant some plants in there. But now, I don't want to plant just any plants in there. I want to plant some plants that are going to be pretty and flower, and they're going to come back every year. Now, what's that called? Oh, my goodness, now I'm learning about plants. Now I'm learning all about plants, and I'm thinking, wow, wow, wow. And I don't have to remember it. I don't have to do it. I just do it because I'm interested for a minute. Okay? So on my way home from work or my way home from school or my way home from the grocery store, I'll stop off at the nursery and I'll pick up some plant seeds. And let's see, I'll say to the lady in the nursery or the man, whoever I got to see the talk there, and I'll say, I have a little 2x4 spot in front of my house and I'd like to put some flowers in them. And I don't want to have them already grown. I want to plant them in seeds. And I want to put a little nutrient in the soil, and I want to dig it up and make it nice. Oh, great. Well, here's a little hand spade and a hand hoe. And you take that, and you dig it little by little. But I need a big shovel. No, you don't. You take this little shovel, and you pretend it's a big shovel. And you pretend that your 2x4 is a great big acre garden, and you're digging it with your 2x4 tools, and you're just having so much fun, and you can accomplish things that way. So you get out there, and you don't have to get on dirty clothes to work in the garden. You just put something down on the ground so you can kneel down, and you can work there. And it could be newspapers or magazines. It could be an old blanket or an old piece of clothing, and you kneel on it. And then you dig in the ground, little by little. Oh, that's so hard. But put some water on it. Sprinkle it. Sprinkle it today and tomorrow and the next day. Sprinkle it gently. Don't flood it. Just sprinkle it. Sprinkle it. Let the water soak in. And then after a day or two, when you go out there and you kneel down on this old blanket that you got, and then you start digging in that little 2x4 place, and it's so easy. And then you want to take your hands and you want to crunch the dirt so that it all crumbles up into nice little smooth dirt. And then you take a little bit of nutrient that you have, maybe a bottle of it, maybe a little bag of plant nutrient. You plant it, dig it into the soil all the way in your 2x4 garden. And in no time, you've got the soil prepared You have prepared the soil so that it will love to raise the plants, the seeds you put in it, and love the soil. Say, oh, you're wonderful. Oh, you're wonderful. You're so much fun. Oh, it gets under your fingernails and it gets in your hands. Well, after you're done playing in the ground, and that's what it's all about, playing in your 2x4 garden, go in the house and take some soap and water, wash off your hands, take your fingernail file, clean off your fingernails, and look at your hands and say, oh, I am such a handsome person. My skin is perfect. I have ideal skin. And then begin to look at your skin and say, wow, what a wonderful, my goodness sakes, you do a few of these things and your whole day is the most exciting day on earth. And people say, what did you do today? Oh, I just had a lot of fun. Now, that's the point. I had a lot of fun. Now, did you work in your garden? Yep. Did you learn a language? Yep. Did you do this? Did you do that? Yep. Well, what do you mean you had a lot of fun? Well, to me, my day was just lots of fun. I had motivation for getting up. And when I wake up in the morning, I want to wake up a little earlier. So instead of sleeping all the time, I got tired. I don't need 8 hours. I don't need 7 hours. I don't need 6 hours. I don't need 10 hours of sleep. I need only what I want. When I have no motivation for life, I need to sleep it away. When I have no motivation for life, I got to go out and get a bottle of liquor, and I got to drink it. When I have no motivation for exciting people at a party, I got to drink all sorts of cocktails and stuff like that to get me all loosened up. But when I am a motivated person, when I am a turned-on person, when I am a person who loves life and who loves myself and who loves the world, I don't need anything to wake me up and to get me started. I walk into the party, I haven't had a drink, I haven't had anything, and people say, here comes the life of the party! The fun guy, the guy who is always finding something wonderful in life, something exciting. What did you do today, Herb? Did you work in your 2x4 garden? Oh, yes, you bet I did. And you know, I've been crunching the soil with my hands, and it feels so good. And I've been putting a little bit of nutrient in, and it's just so wonderful. And you know, I'm thinking of putting some stones around the edge of my little garden. And I'm thinking of doing this here. Well, what kind of seeds are you going to plant? Well, I'm not really sure yet. I'm preparing the ground. And once I have the ground prepared, I'm going to go to the nursery again. I'm going to say to the people at the nursery, all right, I did what you said. I got my little garden going. It's a 2x4 garden, and it's beautiful. The soil is all so lovely. And I've taken the natural soil there and mixed in a little bit of nutrient with it. And so it's wonderful. Oh, you sound like you're having such fun. Can I come see your garden sometime? Oh, yes, please do. And so they sell you some seeds, and you bring the seeds home, and you plant the seeds. Get excited. Get excited about being you. Get excited about the foods you eat, not what you wish you should eat or what you think you should eat. Every food that is available to eat is good for you. And the reason that you eat that food, if you are excited and motivated about being alive, you will eat the right food. You will not want food that is not beneficial to you. Little children chew on their baby cribs, in the past at least, because they needed to get some lead in their bodies. They needed to get some paint or some stuff that they eat dirt and stuff, that because they need to have something in their body that the body just isn't supplying. And we, as more sophisticated children, we go out and we buy foods that have the nutrients in it. We go out and we buy the vitamins. And we go out and we drink the fluids that are beneficial to us. Oh, milk is not good for you. Milk is good for you. Milk has lactose, and that some people are not lactose tolerant. And milk is this and milk is that. Hey, milk is God's nature's food for the beginning of life. And milk can be used all through life. It's only when we think it can't that we make it. So, we make ourselves lactose intolerant. We make ourselves all these silly things. And that's what we make ourselves, because we are not in love with life. If you ate at the homes of many people, where they sit around the table and have an argument and have unhappiness between themselves and get so disgusted with everything, and naturally the foods are not going to go down right. Naturally the milk is not going to be good. We had some boys up at the ranch one time, and their parents had been very careful with them because they were lactose intolerant, and they couldn't do this and couldn't do that, and they couldn't enjoy the sun. There were some redheads there, and they couldn't enjoy anything. Well, we told them, hey, the milk up on top of the mountain here is different than the city milk. This milk is love. They're love, 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 love. And when you drink this milk, you just feel so good. Oh, my goodness. Within 2 days, they were not lactose intolerant any longer. They were free of that burden of their mind that had been put in there by the medical people and the parents and stuff. And then they saw this big, beautiful boxer thing that we got out there for them to put water in and use it as a pool. And they fill it up. And they went out there naked as jaybirds and jumping in the pool and jumping in the pool. And we said, come on in now, come on in now. And no, they wouldn't, they wouldn't. And they said, well, how come we're not getting sunburned? Because up here on top of the mountain, the sun is pure. It's not like down below where it has all that fog and all that other stuff, and that's what gets you all burned. It's not the sun itself, because the sun is just a wonderful thing. You will absorb as much of the sun as you want. And so we told them these things, and of course doctors and people will say to us that we're crazy for saying such things and that it doesn't work, but it did. And these redheads were just tanned as beautiful as you could be, and everything about them was wonderful, and they wanted to play into the night and into the early morning. They'd wake up and jump out of bed and run out to jump in their pond and just have themselves a day. They come in and eat their meals, and they dip back out again and wanting to play in their pool. And they had been totally out of the sun before. Motivation opens up life. Motivation opens up excitement. Motivation is what the world is all about. But if you live in a world of confusion and anger and unhappiness, all the motivation in the world is going to just get sort of in a troublesome way. But if you live in a world of love and peace and harmony and goodness and excitement of life, oh my, oh my, oh my, everything comes up roses. Everything is beautiful. Try getting a little excited about life. Just a little. And watch how it compounds itself and how you get more and more excited every single day. It is wonderful. Yes, indeed, life is wonderful. Have a lovely day. Have a motivated day. Have a motivated life. And you too can be as excited about living as I am, because I like me. I like me. I like me.